It's turning into a pretty busy week for big political Vermont announcements. Yesterday, it was the first Republican to officially jump into next year's governor's race. And today, Democrats saw the entry of their second gubernatorial hopeful. Heartland resident Matt Dunn says his executive experience makes him the person for the job, as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
It isn't Matt Dunn's first bite at the apple. The former Windsor County senator ran in a five-way Democratic primary in 2010 when he finished in fourth place but was still respectably close to the top three. While he didn't win that election, Dunn says he walked away with some important lessons, and he says he's ready to put them to use in his bid to replace the outgoing Democratic governor, Peter Shumlin.
You need to make sure that you've got a great team. You need to make sure you have the resources to communicate a complicated message about the kinds of policies and issues that we need to tackle to move forward. And you also need to make sure that you've got interest from folks across the state.
Dunn says those elements have fallen into place in recent weeks, and he told supporters in an email Wednesday morning that he's officially a candidate for governor. Democratic House Speaker Shap Smith declared his candidacy last month. Dunn's announcement doesn't come as a huge surprise. The Google executive and former director of AmeriCorps Vista has already raised $200,000 toward his bid and has been hosting community forums across the state.
And what I heard loud and clear is that people are looking for someone who can come with fresh ideas. So for me, that was inspiration enough to want to get engaged in a conversation about the future of our state.
So what kind of, quote, fresh ideas will Dunn have on his campaign platform?
I think that's a little premature. I think what people are excited about is someone who's had a variety of experiences, both in the private sector, the public sector, the nonprofit sector, and they then want someone who's going to listen.
Dunn says the policy initiatives that will define his candidacy won't emerge until after he's heard from a cross-section of Vermonters about how they think government should go about addressing issues such as job creation, education reform, and health care. Dunn says that in his executive leadership posts in the past, he's learned by listening.
We need to do the same thing in Vermont, to reach out to Vermonters in their communities, understand their concerns, and also hear directly from them what they believe are the kind of fresh ideas that can move our state forward.
Dunn has hired four campaign staffers. Nick Cherik, who formerly headed up a political action committee for Democratic candidates for the Vermont House, will serve as campaign manager. Dunn says he'll hold a formal campaign launch later this fall. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.